From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Election results in Nigeria show former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari moving close to becoming the country's next president. With results in from nearly all of Nigeria's 36 states, Buhari had won a majority of them and led incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan by nearly 3 million votes nationwide. Meanwhile, the Independent National Electoral Commission told VOA that the commission will not declare a winner until all 36 states are in. However, this voter expresses his opinion about the election.
We are all happy because we are witnessing history. History in the sense that this is the first time in Nigeria that a sitting government would be voted out of power using purely democratic means.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, meanwhile, is urging international donors to help prevent a serious humanitarian disaster in Syria. The UN aims to raise more than $8 billion at a Syria donor meeting Tuesday in Kuwait. This is UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Regional stability is buckling under the weight of the Syrian crisis. Nearly half of the country's men, women, and children have been forced to flee their homes.
His comments come as a conflict in Syria continues, further exacerbating the crisis. Iran and six world powers ramped up the pace of negotiations Tuesday for a preliminary deal on Tehran's nuclear program. Officials have cautioned that any agreement may come up short of one of the envisioned by a midnight deadline. Officials said they're hoping to agree on some type of declaration later in the day. This is VOA News. French aviation investigators said Tuesday they will examine systematic weaknesses like cockpit entry rules and psychological screening procedures that could have led to the Germanwings plane crash, issues that could affect the worldwide aviation industry. Meanwhile, the CEO of Germanwings has spoken about the plane crash in the French Alps a week on since the tragedy. This is Thomas Winkelmann.
The loss of Germanwings flight 9525 is, without a doubt, one of the biggest national tragedies that we have ever faced. 150 people have lost their lives in this shocking disaster.
Meanwhile, German investigators from a special team tasked with identifying victims and determining their cause of death are expected to travel to the crash site on Wednesday. Iran's foreign ministry said Tuesday that the government had sent aid to Yemen but denied shipping weapons to the country, where a Saudi-led coalition is conducting airstrikes to try to stop Iranian-backed rebels. Meanwhile, the state-run IRNA news agency quoted a foreign ministry spokeswoman as saying that allegations of arms shipment to the Houthis were complete fabrications. Meanwhile, as we hear here, coalition warplanes continued bombing the capital of Sana'a, including hitting a weapons storage area and setting off huge explosions at the site. United Nations and international aid agencies are expressing alarm at the rapidly deteriorating human rights and humanitarian situation in Yemen. Lisa Schlein has that part of the story from Geneva.
Airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition of Middle Eastern forces are taking a heavy toll on Yemen's civilian population. Coalition bombings Monday reportedly were the most intense since the operation began several days ago. One site under fire was the Al-Mazra camp for internally displaced people in Harad in the north of Yemen. One of the agencies, the International Organization for Migration, has 400 staff members in Yemen, many of whom were at the camp Monday. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says 40 people were killed and 200 wounded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Negotiators are talking to two people who have taken a Turkish prosecutor hostage at gunpoint at an Istanbul courthouse, according to a city police chief Tuesday. A far-left group had said earlier that it had taken the prosecutor hostage and threatened to kill him if its demands were not met, prompting special forces to enter the courthouse and police to evacuate the building. The Revolutionary People's Liberation Front published a picture of the prosecutor with a gun to his head. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.